Now is the hour when we alone must part. Hello there, sweetheart. How are you this evening? I hope you're fine. I feel real good tonight. It's Friday the 23rd of May, and in 30 days I'll have been home a couple days. How you like that? I'll be all rested up and ready to preambulate. This is, it's 9:15 at night, and I just got up from the table a half an hour ago. We had some couple of guests, and the boys are preparing something for tomorrow, some kind of hamburger, sausage, spaghetti sort of stuff. And they're down there cooking away, and I decided I'd come up and send my baby a hot tip from the lip. Here's a tip from the lip. I just got back from Da Nang tonight at 5:30. I went up to get some money Thursday night, and I did the first time I ever failed on my mission. I didn't get any money, but I guess it's all right. There's a fella coming down Monday with it, and I can pay the troops then. I've been very fortunate. I was able to pay the troops over the weekend, but I guess I won't pay them this weekend. While I was in Da Nang, I went down to the PX and bought 3 bottles of wine. These guys like to drink wine, and so I got 3 bottles of Chianti. I didn't buy anything for myself. I need some more rolls to make tapes, but I'm not having any luck finding them. I don't know why they run out. I guess everybody decided they'd make tapes and they buy them faster than the PXs can keep them in. But one of these times I'll run into some, maybe up to Chulai or something like that. I might go up to Chulai one of these days. Well, I got a real nice letter from you today. A very nice one. Kind of short. You got to fill in these every other days, and so you write me a couple of pages, but they're nice to get because you tell me about your work a little bit. This one told me about all the flowers that was up at the woman at the greenhouse owns a greenhouse or something from Fort Collins. So I guess you got to visit with Charlie and Kirsten. Very nice. I got a nice letter from Aunt Mary today. She told me all her troubles, she told me some good things and some other kind of things that mixed in, like Bessie had been sick, but she was working again, or helping Swede. And Swede got a bigger rock crusher, and Swede had so many orders he couldn't fill, so he had to get a bigger rock crusher. And Bessie was working for him, and so I guess she's all right. She told me that Ladessa passed her PhD examinations, which is marvelous. It don't seem like, I thought it was going to take her a year to do it, but she carried 40 hours and got A's in everything but two. She got two classes. She got B's in. How do you like that? 40 hours. God, that's three times as much as I carried in one semester. She got all A's. Well, her old cousin ain't got that. Sad to relate. Hasn't got that ability. Sad to relate. But she's a smart one. She knows. Then she wrote in response, I guess, to a little thing I'd sent Jim. I bought him one of these ball caps with five stars on it, and it says Boss across the top. I think I told you about it. Well, they got it right away, and didn't make any comment about it, except that say that she got it, and then she went right into telling me that they'd had Sadie and that they'd gone to Annie's birthday party and I guess everything's okay. That's real fine. Makes me happy that my folks are happy, and I'm kind of happy that you're happy too. I've been talking up around the places I go about Safe Haven in Manila, and everybody thinks it's fine. It's kind of hot there. They got nice apartments to live in. And I don't know. I hear so many varied stories on what to take and what not to take. You don't need stoves or ice boxes or furniture. You don't need to take your car. You can buy one out there. You can't sell your car. Safe Haven can't sell it. But I think it would be, I don't know, might be wise to take it. They say don't take too much if you have to bring it back, because you might want to ship a lot of things home. So we'll see. Anyway, after I left Saigon and put my request in down there, I got a letter the other day from one of the secretaries who said, you forgot to tell us the name of your wife. You forgot to guarantee that you'd stay 2 years on the station. And you forgot to say that your wife would stay 1 year at the Safe Haven. Well, I had to write it back, send them my wife's name, say that I'd stay 2 years, and say that my wife would stay 1 year at Safe Haven. So that'll delay the application going in. I sent the mail by one by APO, and another duplicate I sent by our pouch mail, which may take 12 days, I guess. I think it's 12 days. When I got back from Saigon, I had a letter from Lou, who had written me a letter 4 days before I left here to go to Saigon, and it hadn't gotten here until I got back, and so I guess Lou thought I got it right away, because I came about 3 or 4 days after he wrote the letter. I have been just hanging on. Nothing exciting has happened. Nothing unusual seems to be going along the way. I'm sitting here with my air conditioner on me. It's hotter than all kinds of the dickens outside. Boy, today at noon in Da Nang, I thought I was going to burn up. It was just hot. And I sweat, and the heat rash bothers me a little bit. But I'll soon be out of that, so I don't have to worry too much, I'm sure. I'm sure that I'm going to find out pretty soon that that Colorado air is really the good air, boy, the real comfortable air. I'm going to test this tape. Hold on. Yeah, that sounds all right. I need a little singing in there. It's Colorado, 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 I love you. Paradise forever lies neath skies of blue. When in sunshine or in shadow ever new. Colorado, Colorado, I love you. Dreaming of Colorado out in the golden west. Dreaming of hills and valleys where there is peace and rest. Deep in my heart there's a yearning just for the sight of you. I know you're always turning. I know you're always blue. Colorado, Colorado, I love you. Paradise forever lies neath skies of blue. When in sunshine or in shadow ever new. Colorado, Flossie baby, I